Blog Talk Radio.
Studios and another edition of the weekly video recap.
And welcome to Sunday morning. That's right, a Sunday morning Hard Rocket Sports Show live from high atop Hard Rocket Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. This is the Sunday morning football show. A little different than Thursday nights, but we welcome you anyway and hope you guys have had a nice weekend so far. Beautiful weekend, I have to tell you. It's just beautiful weather. The last day or so, yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. And so far today, looking out my window here, high atop Hard Rocket Sports Studios, I'm enjoying. Oh, man. Yep. And looking forward to a good show today. Listen, I'm going to do this real quick. This is a little different than the Thursday show. This is really just to kind of run through the NFL games. And again, I know a lot of people are down on it, and so am I. We all know the reasons, politics, lack of respect. There's so many things out there right now that people are just down on the game of football and sports in general. And again, I don't have to watch it. I'm not sure I'm going to. I haven't really, if it wasn't for the show, I would not be watching games right now. I got to be honest. I'm just down on it. My excitement level is very low, so I'm very down on the game of football as we go today, folks. But I do the show. I love doing the show. I love spending time with my friend Jeff doing this, I love getting together on Thursday nights with so many people. Now that we've been on Facebook. The show's now on Facebook. So many people. We're getting hundreds and hundreds of people every Thursday night, and I really appreciate that. But I love doing the show, and I'm hoping someday I can do the show for a living. But to do that, I got to practice, and I got to keep doing it and work on my craft. And to do that, a big part of this show for 6 years has been the game of football. The show is basically a show about it. So this show on Sundays is strictly about the game of football. We'll do very little politics. We'll do almost no other sports unless something big pops up. But let's get it started. Jeff just popped up on the screen. I know he's a busy man, but let's get him in and let's start talking football. Welcome to the show. Hey, Jefe.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, just getting the show started off. Sexy bastard.
Oh, I can't do this. I was about to do a little thinking, but
dude, you're ready to start doing your best work.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of an apropos shot. That's exactly where the Jets season's about to head.
Well, yeah, to join the Giants season. No,
I'm sorry, my friend. I cannot agree with that. The Giants season is full of so much hope that I cannot agree with you on that, but. Listen, this isn't about the Jets and Giants. This is about football. So I want to try, while I have you, I want to try to run through as much of the day's schedule, get your thoughts on some of the games, some of the bigger things going on, and we'll talk a little football for about an hour as long as you can stay.
Yeah, I'm here at work today. I don't know if you turn the camera around and give you a quick glimpse of what's going on, but here I am at work. Let me show you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just checking out some things and doing a security check as I walk around and
gotcha. Has your boss Bill stopped by today? Have you seen your boss, your great boss Bill DiBosio?
I am the boss today.
You are the boss?
I am the overlord today.
Gotcha. Understood. Well, okay. Listen, while you're again, I don't want you getting any trouble if I want you to,
No, it's cool.
Okay, so, Jeff, let's get into the football. It's opening day. The excitement level's down. Real quick on Thursday night's game, there was a little bit of controversy, so I want to just get through it quick.
I got to be honest with you. I did not even, between doing the show and preoccupied with some other things, I didn't even get a chance to look at football or anything.
Well, the game was a boring game. I got to see the highlights. I caught bits and pieces of it. A Chiefs 34-20 win. You know, just a very boring game. Not an exciting game. Ratings were down about 12 or 16% from open day last year.
I know, I heard that.
And there was booing. And no matter what anybody wants to tell you, it was – and again, I thought it was a little less on the field of the politics. The Texans didn't come out at all. The Chiefs all – one guy stood for both anthems. Well, he was saying it. But when the players locked arms for a moment of unity – the fans gave them a round, and it was a clear round of booing. And the big part of that, Jeff, real quick, is the players, a lot of media people don't understand why people were booing a moment of unity, and it's simple for me. Stop the politics. Nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's not what people want to see. It's not what people want to know.
Yeah.
Not while they're watching football. It's come on, man. Just play the game.
Yeah, you know, again, your key, you know, here's the thing that people on that side of the fence don't really understand. They're telling every one of us that we're racist. You're a racist, and we have to change you. And I'm sorry, I'm not racist, so I'm not listening to the message.
Well, listen, whether you're racist or not, not important. What is important here is that the NFL is thoroughly trying to ram that message down everybody's throat. And whether it applies to you or not, it doesn't matter. Whether you feel that way or not, it doesn't matter. It's they are actually ramming their idea, their message
mm-hmm.
to your throat.
Yeah.
And it's not right. It's not right.
No, I agree, Jeff. I wholeheartedly agree. So let's get to football right now. There's lots of big games on the slate. I'm going to hold the two local teams, the Sunday night game, to last. I'm going to jump right into the Pats and the Dolphins. It is. The Pats are home. They're favored by 6.5 in this game, Jeff. Here's my keys for what I've seen so far. Can the Dolphins improve on last year? We all know a little bit of a surprise team last year. A big offseason, lots of draft picks and free agent signings. The big question is, this is the first big game. This is the first game in the post-Brady era. And here's the other thing, Jeff, Cam Newton. Now, Cam Newton is trying to resurrect his career with probably the best coach in history. These are the issues that I'm looking at today. What's your thoughts on this game?
There's a lot of storylines in this game. Like, what happens if Fitzpatrick has a bad game? Like, are they going to get him right away? You know, Cam Newton, you're 100% right. Yeah, Cam Newton. They're trying to bring Cam Newton back after missing a year.
Yeah.
So what happens if he has a bad game? Does Belichick look stupid? You know, a lot of different things going on with this one.
Yeah, well,
it's an interesting one to see overall.
Yeah, listen, Jeff, you know, Cam Newton missed last year, but even the last, you know, since the Super Bowl of 15, season 15, and January of 16, you know, this guy has not played to an MVP level anymore. So it's a big question of whether he can, you know, get some sort of semblance of being that quarterback and help make the transition from the Tom Brady era, you know, to be forgotten.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to ever let them forget. As long as he's playing in the league, Brady, they're not going to forget that era of football.
Yeah, I think this is a big day today for both of those guys, Brady and Belichick. And I think, you know, it's going to go a long way. You know, if you know, there's a good chance with the roster that the Patriots have that they could easily fall, you know, down in that. You know, they may never get lower than two in that division because of how bad the other two teams might be, the Dolphins and the Jets. But this might not be a very good New England Patriots team.
No, I don't think it's going to be. Matter of fact, I'm looking up. I read it or something earlier on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get which game is New England?
New England Dolphins.
Right now, the experts are saying the Patriots 20-16
mm-hmm.
over the Dolphins and 24-20 over the Dolphins. There's storylines, but they're not very important storylines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that the Patriots, they should be able to handle the Dolphins, but I don't see them having much issues beating the Dolphins. But overall, I don't think Cam Newton is going to be the answer over there. I want to see what happens there. I want to see if Belichick still is coaching with enthusiasm if he's just doing like, I can do this without you kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, but I see them as a second place finish in that division this year.
Yeah, I think we both picked them to be there. And I tell you real quick, the last thing for me on this one is, you know, yes, I think Belichick's going to be actually motivated. I don't know how good his team's going to be, but, you know, I could easily see the Dolphins winning this game. I honestly can easily see the Dolphins winning this game because I'm just trying to check their schedule. But you know, here's why. The reason.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on. No, what's up?
Yeah. And Jeff taking a break. But you know, guys, here's my thought process on this. I can easily see the Dolphins looking past this game to next week's game against the Bills and the Patriots. I can see the Patriots looking past this game toward next week's game against the Bills. So this could be a game where, you know, they kind of look past the Dolphins, the Patriots, and wind up losing this game. The Dolphins gave them a run for the money, beat them last game of the season last year. So this is a tough, tough game for the Patriots. Let's move on to game number two, Ravens-Browns. You know, here's it. Three coaches, you know, countless offensive, defensive coordinators, you know, all some people say some of the best talent in the league, number one picks galore. You know, at some point, the Browns have to win. Now, they're in a real tough division. This is a tough division to try and we lost Jeff. This is going to be a real tough season for the Browns. I mean, clearly the Steelers are a better team, a good defense. The offense, I'm not too sure about, but, you know, Roethlisberger is back. We all expect the Ravens to be better. I still don't believe in the Ravens, but, you know, that's still a good football team. So, and here comes the Cincinnati Bengals. Here comes the Bengals. So, you know, it's time for the Browns to put up. You know, Baker Mayfield going into year four. Year three. You know, you got wide receivers. You got two. You know, you got Kareem Hunt, Chubb. You know, there's some ball players on that team. It's time for the Browns to put up a shut up. Tough game to open up with on the road against the Ravens. I do not see the Browns winning this game. I think they'll hang in there, but this is, you know, again, what kind of football are we going to see, folks? I don't know. What kind of football are we going to see today? That's a big question mark. In all the games, let's see. We'll get to that. We'll see how that goes. Okay, here we go. Raiders-Panthers. Okay. Raiders, I don't know what to expect from this team. You know, the Raiders are an enigma. Okay, first game, the big, beautiful stadium. Are they opening at home this year? No, they're opening on the road against a rookie coach. I can't say first time starter in Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy's been a, you know, 5-6 starts last year in New Orleans. He started in the past. So this is a tough game to read. I you got to kind of like the Raiders -3 in this game. But I think I lost Jeff. Dude, I got Bizoff. No problem. Hold on a second. So again, this is a tough matchup for me. Will this be a shootout? Raiders by 3. First game for the Matt Rhule era. Listen, Matt Rhule's got a target on his back. No doubt about it. This is a guy who spurned the Giants. I think he wanted the Giants job. I think the Giants wanted him. I think it was all set for him to be a Giant coach. But the money that was thrown at him, he couldn't turn down. Now listen, there's nothing wrong with the Carolina job; it's an NFL football job. But when you put history together, he should have went for the Giant job. But listen, you know, now the target's on your back. You took this huge contract for a guy who's never, you know, been a big time coach in the NFL. Now he's turned two programs around in college. So you know, God bless. But let's see how it works out now. For that, I like the Raiders today. You know, there's always that thing about the West Coast teams traveling across. This would be a big, big win for the Panthers if they were to pull this one out at home. The Raiders, you know, people are kind of expecting a 500 season. Let's see how that one plays out. Raiders, Panthers, Seahawks, Falcons. You know, a lot of people picking the Falcons today, and I don't know why. I still can't figure out why people are higher on the Falcons this year. Now, listen, they're in a tough division. One of the few teams, you know, some of the few teams that aren't playing division rivals this week. Let's see. I had some people pop up here. Okay. What I want to do with the Falcons? Okay. Todd Gurley making his debut there. Could be a big move. Todd Gurley's not been the same since that playoff run to the Super Bowl two years ago. A big drop off in his play. This Dan Quinn, I don't know how he's kept his job this long. Matt Ryan has to finally step up. With, you know, it's kind of like the Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson. I mean, you have the best receiver in football, and you don't take advantage of it. I mean, it's clear that he does. You know, Julio Jones is, to me, the best receiver in the game for the last couple of years, and for Matt Ryan not to take advantage of it, you know, it's a shame. Falcons at home, underdogs by 2.5. It's a tough one. If I was picking this game, I'd have to take the Seahawks. I'm not picking it. So if I was, it would be the Seahawks in this one. Eagles and the Redskins. And guys, remember Washington football team. And I love Dan Snyder because that's the biggest FU. Okay, you took away that. I'm just going to call it the Washington football team. And that's the biggest FU. But it's an FU to the fans. And that I think, is a slap to the history of that team. And, you know, again, I'm not going to the politics of it. You know, the man had no choice. He got pushed into a corner between the minority ownerships and all the corporate sponsors, you know, living up in their white fragility. You know, he had no choice but to do it. So listen, hey, good morning, Robert. So again, they will always be known as the Washington Redskins. I don't care what they name it. Unless they call it something American proud. I'm going to call this team the Washington Redskins forever. So anyway, the Redskins today and the Eagles team. Offensive line has taken a beating in the offseason, right in the preseason. The one thing about the Redskins that you have to love is the potential of that defensive line. You know, they have four guys, maybe five guys deep who can go get the quarterback. Okay, so that you know, when you have deficiencies on defense, the one thing you can cover that up with is a good pass rush. You know, we all know the Giants. They won their two Super Bowls in the Eli Goughlin era was basically because of that defensive line putting pressure on Tom Brady in the Super Bowls, beating up on teams along the way. That this is an interesting matchup. The Eagles barely won the division last year. Most people don't have the Redskins winning more than five games this year. I don't see much more than that. At home, the Eagles. I'm going to tell you, with the Eagles' offensive line being beat up and the defensive line of the Washington Redskins, I'm going to pick the Redskins in this game. They're dogs 5.5. I like the Redskins to win this one outright. I'm not a big fan of Haskins, not at all. I don't think he's got a lot of weapons, but I think this is just should be a low-scoring game. There should be a low scorer, and I think the Redskins pull this one out. You know, I'm looking at like a 17-14, 21. No sweat. So, Jeff, no sweat. I'll tell you flat out, I like the Redskins to win this one going out the door. Okay, again, remember, guys, Hard Rocket Sports, we're here. Let's take Jeff off the screen. Sorry, I got to change banners. I never put my name up there, so I'm not going to. Let's put the Hard Rocket Sports. Oh, no, I had the new one. There you go. Anyway, guys, welcome to the first ever Hard Rocket Sports NFL Sunday. Let's go. It's called the Football Sunday Show. We'll do this every Sunday morning, 9 to 10, just to have some fun and continue to work on what we do here. So, guys, I know a lot of people. Yep, to see you, Jeff. Don't worry about it, man. I see it. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out along the way. Here, yeah, Jeff's busy today, so he can't be a part of this. Lions and Bears, another legendary rivalry, one of the biggest and best. That whole division is some of the best rivalries in football, especially if you're a Thanksgiving Day football fan. Lions Bears, interesting matchup. You know, Matthew Stafford was on fire last year before he got hurt. I do think this is a better Lions team this year. Let's see. The Bears, you know, the defense took a major step back last year. I don't see it getting better this year. They bring in Nick Foles to either push or beat Trubisky, who they are desperate. They are just desperate to have Mitchell Trubisky be something. I mean, they trade up one spot to get a guy that could have gotten the same exact spot. God, I'll tell you, they are praying that Mitchell Trubisky turns into a football player this year and the guy they want. Yes, Bears by 6. You know, I'm going to – let's see. This is Lions home. I'm going to tell you, I'll take the Bears in this one because I just don't believe in the Lions yet. But I think I won't be surprised if the Lions pull this one out. You know, I don't believe in the Bears defense right now. I think Stafford's needs to have a big year here, and Matt Patricia is coaching for his job. Let's put it that. Let's make it clear. Yeah, you know, Jeff, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to. But you know, they're going to go a long way if Stafford comes out and has a big year and stays healthy. So, Lions and Bears. I'll take the Bears in this one. Colts Jaguars. Okay, here's another interesting one. I picked them this week on the Thursday night show. I picked the Colts, who are on the road against a tanking Jaguar team. If you don't think Jaguars are tanking, just go read the blurbs, man. I mean, they've either traded or released everybody. They've made no qualms. Slow down, Joe. Okay. Lions suck. Yes, I know, Jeff. Jeff is just down on Matt Patricia, no matter what happens. You know, I think the Jaguars are tanking. I think Philip Rivers is going to get a little juice playing on that team with a really. I love Frank Reich. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. He does a great job with quarterbacks. Always has. He was a fairly good quarterback himself, coming out of Maryland and. You know, Buffalo and you know, everywhere else that he played. So I liked it. I picked them this week on my best bet pick. The road dog, Colts, 7.5 in Jacksonville. I just don't think Jacksonville shows up. You know, I'm not a big believer in this, in the mustache, Gardner Minshew. I think they've gotten rid of, did Joe Flynn pop in? I didn't see Joe Flynn pop in here, Jeff, but if he's there, hi, Joe Flynn. So I don't like the Jaguars at all this year. I think this is a 2-win, maybe 3-win team at best. Haven't gone through their schedules yet, but I will this week, and we'll go over it over the weekend. I mean, on Thursday night. But, yeah, let's take the Colts running away with this one. I think this is at least a 2-touchdown, if not more, Colts win. This is probably like a 28-10 Colts win, in my opinion, down in Jacksonville. The beginning of the end for Doug Marrone. Let's move on. Vikings Packers, interesting matchup. Again, another rivalry in the division. Here's the thing. So the Vikings are home, minus the dogs. I'm not going to get into the politics of the Vikings and how I'm probably going to be rooting against them all year. Sorry to all my Viking friends, but I'm a little down on the Vikings right now. Interesting for the Packers is this. Did the Packers blow it? Here's a team. You have arguably the best quarterback in football from a talent standpoint. I mean, listen, Brady, Breeze, you know, to me are the greats. But at their point in their career, I think Aaron Rodgers is based on ability, experience, is the best quarterback in football, my opinion. I'm sorry. I got to go back to Mahomes. I forgot about Mahomes. Yeah, that's a tough one. But anyway, let's just say that Rodgers is still a top five quarterback. He's got a ton of ability, and I think they made a huge mistake. Now I know you say, well, they love a quarterback and he's the future. I get all of that, I get all of that. But does anybody here really believe that Julian Love wasn't going to be around in the second or third round? Do you think people were clamoring for Julian Love? I don't believe that. And I'm sorry. I think that the Packers did themselves a disservice not going to get some talent, especially the wide receiver spot, for Aaron Rodgers. They could use offensive line help. They could use receiver help. There's defensive issues. You know, that division is wide open. I don't believe in the Vikings. Okay? I never will with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. I think they had their opportunities the last 2 years to push themselves into that division to be the top team. They haven't done it, and I think the Packers have fallen into it. I think the Packers still win the division this year. I don't believe there's anybody else could have come any better. Today, Vikings at home versus the Packers. Cook just signed the contract. I think the Vikings will win in a close one. This will be a close game. I like the Vikings today to win in this one. So let's move on. Chargers, Bengals. It's almost a who cares bowl. Except one, I think the Chargers are in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, okay, quietest offseason for a number one quarterback pick I have ever seen. There, I've not seen 10 things written about Joe Burrow on ESPN or obviously because there's the offseason was so short, nothing to it, no games. There's probably not a lot of news. But same token, there's been nothing. No stories out of Cincinnati. Obviously, he's starting. Chargers going with Tyrod Taylor. When will we see Justin Herbert? I don't know. I don't think anybody's expecting much from either of these teams. Below 500 for sure. I think the both teams are probably top five picks for next year's draft. Do I think that Tyrod Taylor will finish the year at quarterback? No. Yes, Jeff, I agree. This is a big game for Joe Burrow. But I think anytime it's your first game as an NFL pro, you're the number one pick in the NFL draft, coming off a historic season at LSU, culminated in the national title. It's huge, and I think this is a big game for Joe Burrow to get his feet underneath him. Does he need to win? No. Cincinnati hasn't won in years, so I just think it's about him playing well and showing that he's an NFL quarterback. There's a lot of guys who come in and they just don't even resemble what we all remember the first year for Lamar Jackson, for a few guys, and how they didn't even look like NFL quarterbacks. Joe Burrow needs to go out there and present himself as an NFL quarterback. Now, again, he's getting thrown to the wolves. No preseason games. You know, no way to really see. I've watched some of these scrimmages, if you want to call them scrimmages, look like two-man touch games. I'm interested to kind of catch the highlights of that and see how Joe Burrow looks today. If I'm picking, I'm going to take the West Coast teams coming across country bothers me, but the Chargers are more of a veteran team with a veteran quarterback, even though I'm not a huge Tyrod Taylor fan. I'll pick I like the Chargers today. Yes, Jeff, it is a big game stats-wise. Yeah, Jeff's on the money today, man. I wish he was here with us. He's on the money today. I'm going Chargers in this one, even though I don't like West Coast teams traveling. Let's get to the 49ers. Okay, 9:30. We got about a half hour left here. Hard Rocket Sports special edition. It's a special show. Every Sunday morning, 9 to 10, we'll bring you the big games. We'll kind of go through them, go through each week's games, and kind of give you our analysis of them. Hopefully, Jeff will spend more time with us, but the man's a busy man. 49ers Cardinals. Here's a very interesting game in probably the best division in football. Now, we talked about it this week on the show Thursday, and I think Jeff and I were basically in agreement here. You know, there is a small chance you can have three playoff teams in this division this year. I think you can have three. Now, for some reason, people are giving the Rams a chance tonight against Dallas. I hope it comes through. But this game's an interesting matchup, and I'll tell you why. I think everybody kind of thinks the Seahawks are an automatic playoff team. And I'm not disagreeing with that. I think they're still good enough. I hate Pete Carroll. Everybody knows me. I've disliked Pete Carroll for years. And I like him leaving less this year after some of the dumb things he said. Yeah, yes, Pete, come to my house and educate me, you moron. But anyway, there's always here's the thing about this game. Now, are the 49ers going to be the first team in a long time to buck the trend of being, the loser in the Super Bowl goes into the tank? You know, we saw it with the Panthers. We saw it with the Falcons. We've seen it with the Rams. Are the 49ers going to be the first team to not have to keep that trend alive? I don't know. You know, they're a good team, but, you know, I think we saw something from Jimmy Garoppolo last year, a huge drop-off. Now, the 49ers made it to the Super Bowl with a great running game and a good defense. Jimmy Garoppolo was not, you know, awe-inspiring. You know, I'm not putting him in that, you know, big category. Now, they gave them the huge contract. You know, anybody who can play quarterback and throw five touchdowns in a season for some reason is making – yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you, Lou. We'll make a ton of money and get the hype. I don't believe in this 49er team, but it's hard because that's a tough division. So I'm going to say the Seahawks are getting there, whether they win the division or they take a wild card. You know, so now comes down to, let's say you're only going to get one of that division. Is it going to be the Cardinals or the 49ers? So you got to give the favorite to the 49ers. Okay, they did it last year. They still have a pretty good team. This Cardinal team, I just don't know. People, you know, they got DeAndre Hopkins, so it gives Kyler Murray a big boost. You know, I'm never a big believer in the Cliff Kingsbury type guys. Who was the guy who coached for the Eagles, Lou? The college guy. What was his name? Got run out of New England, went to UCLA, fell apart there. You know, anytime you get these guys who come in with these, you know, wide open offenses, they end up usually getting their quarterback killed, and teams figure this out quick. If you don't run the ball well, okay, if you don't play good defense, you don't win long-term in this league. You know, guys, you can tell me all these things about these super, super potent offenses. You know, New England has made a lifetime out of being a good, smart defensive football team who plays good offense. You know, that is the key, guys. And I'm until I see it, I'm not believing in this Arizona Cardinal team. I'm just not. Do I think they're going to be better? Sure, DeAndre Hopkins got to make them better. Now they're in a tougher division, so they're not going to run through their division. So you're going to take some lumps there. I'm taking today. Cardinals at home. Oh boy, I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers in this one. Not a lot of traveling here. I think the 49ers are still a good team. And I think with no offseason to talk about, there you go, Chip Kelly. That's the guy. Here's a guy who had the greatest offense in Oregon. Got the greatest offense. And you come to the pros, and then you just learn that stuff doesn't work. And I'm not buying the Cliff Kingsbury thing yet. He may, you know, it may work. It may have a year. It may have even two. I don't believe in that kind of too many bad things happen when the ball's in the air that much. When you throw the ball 40 and 50 times, you there's more bad things happen when the ball's in the air than not. Tip balls, interceptions, sacks, drops, you know, one good thing happens, somebody catches it. So again, I'll take the 49ers today. This better this year than last year, but not the class. Yeah, you're right, Jeff. Jeff's with us, even though he's not with us. Guys, I just I keep saying it. It's such an unknown. You know, nobody has an idea what football is going to look like this year. You know, I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of Monday night. I watched some of the highlights. There was a lot of drop footballs. I think you're going to see a lot of ugly play for a month. I think there's going to be a lot of laundry on the ground. So I'm curious. The one thing today, as much as I watch, and I got to tell you guys, this is tough. I don't want to watch, but I love the game and. But I don't know. At this point, it's going to be a lot of highlights for me. I don't know how much I'm going to watch. But anyway, I'm curious about I'm curious to see what's going to happen out there football-wise this year. So, you know, all these high-powered offenses, you know, it's all predicated on timing. And I don't think you get that timing in camp. Okay, you get that timing in games. And I think that's, to me, the big thing. Is without that timing in games, what does football look like early? And I think teams that can run the football, like the Cowboys, I think some of those teams, you know, the Giants I'll put in that category because I think Saquon's going to have a good year. But if you can run the football, if you can run the football and play some defense, I think you'll be better earlier than some of these teams that are coming out throwing the football. Now, you can go the other way and say, well, you run around out there, guys catch a pass, and then they run. The team defenses are not going to be as in sync. Guys are going to blow an assignment. So, listen, I agree with it. My personal opinion is I think if you run the football early in this season and build your team through that and work on your things, work on things along the way, I think you're in better shape. Watch Clemson last night. Yes, Jeff, the Giants. The Giants have a great running game. Great running game. But you're not here to defend to knock me down. I'm not going to let you. Cowboys-Rams, I'm going to skip over the Saints and the Bucks because I think that's the premier game of the day. We'll talk about that one. Last 25 minutes of the show here, Rocket Sports. Guys, make sure you come back every Sunday morning. We're here 9 to 10, kind of doing a breakdown of the day's games. And we'll talk about the week. And then, of course, Thursday nights, 7 to 10, we break down all sports and music, and we'll do a little more of a peripheral. We'll get into all the politics of it. Trying to stay away from politics. So yes, Jeff. I know, Jeff. He's such a yes. I got it. Cowboys Rams. I'm surprised. I don't understand how the Rams are favored in this game. The Cowboys are favored 2.5. But I saw a lot of people picking the Rams to win this one. You know, Jared Goff and Paul Wentz in there. You know, came out on fire. Everybody thought these guys were, you know, great picks, and I don't think either one of them kind of fulfilled it where they should be. Now, Wentz got a ring. Goff's gone to a Super Bowl. Now, Wentz didn't win his. He was hurt, and Nick Foles and that miracle run that they had, and drives me crazy to this day. But, you know, this is an interesting matchup because the Cowboys, everybody's high. Everybody's big on the Cowboys. They should win the NFC East because – I don't know who else is going to win it. But the Cowboys, I think there's a lot of issues there. You know, they lost their center, Fredrickson retired, Travis Fredrickson. But this is a team that, you know, is basically the same team with a new coaching staff. You have a quarterback who's just itching for a huge payday. Turned down, I think, $40 million a year, if I'm not mistaken. No, $33 million, wanted $40. I don't know why. Don't know what he's done to deserve that. This was a team that scored tons of points last year and won 8 games. Just fell apart. Can't win the big games. Yes, I do. I agree with you, Jeff. I think Wentz is better than Goff. But the Cowboys here, you know, this is a big season. I mean, obviously, you know, this offensive line, well, probably one of the best in football, is getting older. You know, Ezekiel's getting up a little bit. You know, he's still a young guy, but we all know that running backs have a shelf life. You know, I feel like this Cowboy team's got to step up and play well this year and a lot better than 8-8. I don't think they will. I have to be honest with you. I'm not high on this Cowboy team. I don't know why people are. I think they go out to L.A. and they lose. I have to be honest with you. I think there's still a guy out there by the name of Aaron Donald. I think that guy's probably still the best defensive player in football. And I think the Rams will do enough in opening up their new stadium. A couple new stadiums. I think only one of them is opening up today. But, you know, I think this is an interesting game. It is a big season for Dak because, you know, teams are just throwing money out at these quarterbacks. I mean, Deshaun Watson's a good player. But what has he done that they're throwing these multi hundreds of millions of dollars contracts at them? I like Patrick Mahomes. I think he's probably the best quarterback in football. $50 million? I mean, guys, think about it. You know, I think the salary cap's somewhere about $190 million. So you're giving him almost a quarter of your money to that guy. Okay, you're giving. I'm not even gonna comment on that one, Jeff. You can go scratch your ass. But you're giving him almost a quarter of your team's budget. Okay, granted, guys. Listen, I get it. What if next year the cap drops? And it's gonna drop. It's gotta drop. Because it's all based on money coming in. Now, you already got no fans in the stands. Okay, you're playing with fire in the fact that we saw for week one the ratings were down 12%. Now people will say, oh, was the matchup? Wasn't an exciting matchup, guys. You just came off a pandemic. People were itching for sports. You got the Super Bowl champ opening up against a team that could be a rival of theirs for the Super Bowl this year, and 12% less people watched it. That's not, it's a bad match. Last year was, I think it was Packers-Bears. When did that become, I get there was a 100th anniversary. I get all of that. But the ratings weren't sky high last year, and you came down off of that. You had normal ratings last year, and you're 12% down on the Super Bowl winner being there. On coming off a pandemic where we had no sports for months, where nobody's watching basketball, baseball. I'm sure nobody's watching hockey. They don't normally do it anyway. And you're 12% down. The players and the ownership and the league better wake up, because next year's cap, based on money coming in, maybe significantly lower. And you're giving out quarterbacks these kind of contracts, you're going to hurt your team. You will not be able to put a good team around Patrick Mahomes unless you get a bunch of guys who are willing to take severe pay cuts or take less money to play on that team. You signed Andy Reid and the general manager for 6 years. Hey, I think Andy Reid done a great job. I think he finally jumped up over the top. Finally did what the one thing people said he couldn't do. Andy Reid's a good coach, probably a Hall of Fame coach. It's a big commitment, 6 years and 10 for your quarterback. I'm all for locking up the QBs. But to me, if you're going to lock them up for 10 years, guarantee money, whatever it is, hey, there should be a discount. He should be doing it for $35 million. And I think that's way too much money. But, yeah, you're right, Jeff. NFL, you know, here's the thing. There was an article in the paper today, maybe I saw it online, and they were talking about all the things that the NFL's turned down. You know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they wouldn't let players wear cleats that were dedicated to the 15th anniversary of 9/11. 2016, they wouldn't let the Cowboys put a patch or a decal on the helmet for the six SWAT officers in Dallas who were ambushed. And listen, they wouldn't let one of the players for domestic violence. Another guy wanted to wear cleats for mental issues, and they turned them all down, and yet they let this go on. So herein lies the problem, and people are down on it. Now, where it goes, I don't know, but just my whole point of this little rant is, you know, you're handing out contracts to guys like Deshaun Watson, and now Dak Prescott's on the board, and you know, there's a reason why Jerry Jones is not giving out that contract. That's why he's not in a rush to give him $40 million. Okay, I saw the same thing, Louis. I saw that down to 16%. There's been two or three that said 12, but I did see the one that said 16. That's why I kind of hesitated. I don't think that was the most watched event since Super Bowl. Now, it could be. Maybe it's the one event everybody watched. So, yeah, maybe a lot of people tuned into that since the Super Bowl, but that's not saying much. People are probably watching all different spectrums of things. Netflix, you know, just so many, you know, there's so many different things to watch, different platforms that it's spread out. Football is the one sport where it's on, you get huge ratings. Even if the ratings are down, you're still getting 20 and 30 million people watching every week. And for the Super Bowl, we all know the numbers. Yeah, you know what, Patrick, you're absolutely right. Tebow wasn't allowed. You know, it's ridiculous, the double standard of the league, and that's why people are so down on it. And I hope it still hits them. I hope it hits them in the pocketbook, and I hope they wake up to that fact. But I think the problem for the NFL is they're all in, and the players, that you need the players to come out and go, all right, we're done with this. And then the league will be able to back off. But right now, if the league takes it away, you saw the Dolphins said, we're not coming out because this is an empty gesture playing two anthems. I mean, seriously, what more do these players want? You know, what more? You know, Jeff, don't watch Tiger King. Guys, Cobra Kai. Watch Cobra Kai. I'm telling you, if you're an 80s guy like myself, Cobra Kai, not Tiger King. Tiger King sucked. Watch Cobra Kai. So anyway, let's get back to the football a little bit here. So Cowboys-Rams, I'm picking the Rams because I'm hoping the Cowboys lose. You know what? Here's the thing on Mike McCarthy. Why was Mike McCarthy out for a year? Why was he not more successful? He had the best quarterback in football from a talent standpoint and won one Super Bowl. Okay? I don't believe in Mike McCarthy. Now, listen, go out there and prove me wrong. I'm all for it. I'm all with big belief. But if I'm sitting here behind the desk and I'm telling you how I feel, go out there, Mike McCarthy, and prove it. I don't believe in Dak Prescott. I'm not a huge fan of that Cowboys secondary. I think they're going to win the NFC East probably, but by attrition. There's nobody else better. There's nobody else any good. I think the Giants are a year away. They're going to put. I'll tell you right now. I'm telling you guys, Giants are going to be a better football team this year. I think Washington's going to tank this year, and the Eagles. I'm not sure. They got a bad defense or a suspect defense, and their offensive line took a shot this offseason. And Wentz is made of paper. Okay, so let's move on. What do we got left? Titans, Broncos. You know, Broncos, until Von Miller hurt his shoulder, I tell you the truth, I was expecting a little bit more out of them. Titans, you know, Clowney, Derrick Henry. Can Derrick Henry do it another year, turn put that team on his back and carry it? The Dolphins are staying in the locker room because they said that they said it was an empty gesture by the league. They want the league to do more. That playing the Black National Anthem and the real National Anthem is an empty gesture, and they won't come out and stand for either one. That's why the Dolphins have said it. You can look it up. I read it twice this morning again. So that's why the Dolphins are coming out. I think a lot of teams are not coming out because they just because what happened the other day with the Texans. They didn't want to come in out and stand for one song and then stand. I'm not even calling it an anthem. I'm going to call it a song. For the one song and then our anthem, they didn't want to stand for one and kneel for the other, so they thought it best to stay in the locker room. I don't agree with it, but I'd rather that than have them come out and kneel. Now, there's already been shifted. Baker Mayfield, who twice on the record this summer said he is kneeling for the anthem, came out just the other day and said, all right, I changed my mind. He said it. I read a bunch of letters from people, and here it is. People called him up and said, you mother effer, I am going to stop following you. You're a piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. And he went, uh-oh, uh-oh. There was the moment he went, uh-oh. Now he said, I will stand for the anthem. So it's starting to get to these players. You'll see it more and more, but it's starting. It's starting to come. Anyway, Titans, Broncos. I'm going to take the Titans today. I mean, they're minus two. Monday night, the second game on Monday night. Is Drew Lock going to be the next coming of John Elway? I'm not sure. I think the Titans are. I'm not a Tannehill guy. He played well enough last year not to lose. They need more. I do like their coach. I think he finds ways. He's kind of a junior Belichick type of guy in the sense that he will change things around every game. They'll ride Derrick Henry. And if you can stop Henry, you beat the Titans. You don't stop Derrick Henry, you don't beat the Titans. I don't think Clowney makes that big a deal. He's been off all summer. I think Clowney's been a good football player. He's not lived up to the hype, the billing of when he came out of the draft. He had one major hit, highlight film reel hit, gotcha. But he has not lived up to what that status is. Playing on the line with J.J. Watt could not capitalize. So, listen, I'm taking the Titans because I don't believe in the Broncos. I agree with Jeff. I think the Broncos suck. And I'll take the Titans to win that game. All right, we got about 12 minutes, so let's get to it. Big game of the week right now. I'm holding the Jets and the Giants to last. Bucs Saints. It's 4:25 game. Easily the premier matchup. Now, here's two quarterbacks who are legendary, both Hall of Famers. But both took a step back last year. You know, now, Drew Brees has a ton of talent, but there's some locker room issues there. Okay, we all know. Drew Brees, in my opinion, took a major step backward as far as being in person. Now you can easily say, hey, listen, what's he going to do? He's got to step into that locker room. He's trying to keep his job for next year. He's already signed by NBC, probably the future replacement for Chris Collinsworth. So, you know, he did what he needed to do, but to me, he lost his credibility for me. Now, that doesn't take away his play as a quarterback, which I thought in the playoffs last year took a step backwards. Okay, he's got tons of talent out there around him with Kamara, Michael Thomas. You know, he's got a good receiving core. His offensive line played well. He did not play exceptionally well, and they got beat in the playoffs because of it. So today's matchup is really, really, really more about the other side of the ball, and that's Tom Brady. Tom Terrific moved himself down there to Tampa. For what reason, I don't know. You know, this is strictly – I'm going to show Belichick I didn't need him. I'm better. I'm was the reason. You know, this is strictly an ego thing because it makes no sense. You know, he did not go to a team that's ready to go to the Super Bowl. You know, if you told me he went to a team that was on the cusp, that was a quarterback away, tell you, okay, get it. He wants to go for one more run. You know, he took a team that was 7-9, that probably will be two games better this year, in my opinion. And he will make them better. he's got good weapons. Marquise Goodwin, he's got Chris Evans, O.J. Howe, he's got – there's some talent on the team. They picked up Fournette, which may be the biggest thing that could happen to them was getting Fournette. If Fournette cannot train up playing football, Fournette's had some issues. But when he's on, the guy's a tough back, can take over a game. So that's a big move for them. How ready he is to play, I don't know. We'll see. Here's the thing. This is a good football game, but the story is not this game. The story is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and it will be because this is why that move happened. And it's a shame for Tom because, you know, I hate, you know, for both guys, but see, Belichick, he had no choice. Now, he lost a bunch of starters from the defense especially. Brady up and left. He didn't make a big play to save, to sign him. I don't think Tom was staying anyway. I think he could ask for any dollar figure he wanted, and they would have gave it to him. I really believe that Kraft would have found a way to give it to him. So, again, this game is about Brady moving on from Belichick. I will say to you, Saints at home, given 3.5, I would take the Saints in this game. I think the Bucs will be better this year, but it's going to take a few games. I think it'll take a couple of weeks. They'll feast on some of the bad teams. They'll do enough to make the playoffs. The Super Bowl's in Tampa this year, so I know a lot of people are holding out hope. Tom Brady, the Bucs in Tampa, Super Bowl. Sorry, guys, that ain't happening. I mean, short of a miracle, who the best team in the East is, I have no idea. You know what, guys, I really don't. With no offseason, I will tell you that I have no idea. Are the Vikings any good? How about the Packers, Seahawks, 49ers, Cowboys? You know, who's the team? I mean, that you know, is it Bucks and the Saints? I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite in the East. In the West, in the AFC, I'm sorry, in the NFC, I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite. In the AFC, I believe you have a favorite in the Chiefs. So the question is, who comes out of this game ahead? I believe the Saints are home. It means nothing. There's no fans in the stands or very little fans anywhere. So I'll take the Saints. Tell Brady he's got to get a couple weeks under his belt with this team, and then turn around. But I'll tell you this: I am rooting against the Saints this year. I normally do anyway because I think Sean Payton and Drew Brees are lowlifes for a bad Giant game a couple years ago. So I root against them anyway. But I'll tell you that even more so this year, I'm rooting against Drew Brees. All right, let's get to the Bills and the Jets. I'm saving the best for last. Monday night game, I'll hold that one off. So Jets today with the Bills. Okay, big pressure on the Bills because a lot of people, like myself, maybe Jeff, we picked the Bills. We think they're a better team coming off last year. Are they better? I don't know. Stephon Diggs makes them better. But is Josh Allen better? You know, is this team better this year? I don't know. Are they better or is the division weaker? You know, I'm not sure where the division is. Are the Jets going to be better than last year? Probably not. I think the Dolphins are a little bit better, but are they better than last year with Patrick? And then if they go to Tua, I have no idea what the Pats are going to do. The Pats could easily, in my opinion, tank it this year. Not on purpose. I think I easily think that the Pats could drop. They lost a ton of their defense. I don't believe in Cam Newton yet. I have to see it. To Cam Newton and work making it work with Bill Belichick hasn't been good in 3 or 4 years. Missed all of last year, basically. You know, I'm not sure. The Jets, big year. Not only for the coach, but for the quarterback. You know, year three, Sam Darnold's got to stay healthy. Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, I'm not arguing with that 7-9, Jeff. I'm really not. I'm not going to argue that. Sam Darnold's got to stay healthy. Gase has got to find a way to make it work. He's got to find a way to get Le'Veon Bell to be his best. Now, here's a guy who did very little last year. Le'Veon Bell missed a year before holding out. You know, it's tough. But he stole a weapon, and you got to find a way. There's no significant receiver. Mims is hurt at least for the first week. This is a tough year now. We're going to judge Sam Darnold off of this team. It's tough, but that's the hand you dealt. If you're a great quarterback or you're on your way to being a great quarterback, make it work. The defense, you lost Mosley, opted out. You traded Adams. This is a suspect secondary. You know, the strength is probably the defensive line, but when does Quinnen Williams fulfill it? He didn't last year. you know, and he's coming out of Alabama. Everybody loved the pick, including me. He needs to step up. You know, the Jets have had a history of drafting these kind of guys and having them not step up. He needs to step up and have that year this year. So again, I know that they have, you know, Williams, their defensive coordinator, is Greg Williams, says, he'll do with nothing. Maybe. But, you know, you got a maybe on defense and a maybe on offense. You know, this is and I think a better division. You know, this is a tough year for the Jets, but this is a make or break season for their coach and their quarterback. This is a make or break. I'll tell you flat out that the Jets will be looking for a quarterback next year if Sam Darnold does not step up or he goes through another season where he misses 5, 6, 7 games. So it's an interesting matchup today. I'll take the Bills. Bills are home, 6.5. I like the Bills 30-17 over the Jets. The Jets will put some points up. They may even get a defensive touchdown in this one. But I think the Bills are still the cream of the division. I don't know 11-5, Jeff, but I'll definitely tell you they'll get to 10 wins, and I'll be surprised if they don't. So leave Leonard Williams alone, Jeff. He's no longer your worry. He's no longer your worry. Again, guys, the last few minutes, we'll save the best for last. Steelers-Giants Monday night prime time. That's right. Giants-Steelers Monday night. Giants are home on a Monday night. I can't remember the last time the Giants were home on a Monday night to open the season. It's probably a couple of years, but, you know, this is an interesting matchup. Here's why. I think it's the struggle on both sides. I think the Giants offensively have a chance to be a really good team. You have three number two receivers. I think guys who can get open, make the play. Slayton has a chance to get over the top. The key for the Giants on offense, we all know Barkley's going to run the ball. We all know he's going to get his yardage. People are going to go out there to stop him, Evan Engram. If Engram may be their best deep threat, if Evan Engram stays healthy and productive and the offensive line plays better, and it can't play worse, you know, we're talking about a rookie at left tackle, but you got a guy making his fourth or fifth start in the league at his third position with Gates at center. Cam Taylor is their right tackle. Listen, this offensive line has a chance to be good, but I don't know if they're ready today. And they're going against a team that right now their strength is their defense. You know, who knows what you're going to get? Schuster had a bad year last year, but no, listen, who was throwing the football? Big Ben's 40 years old, missed most of last year, coming off injury. Are we expecting Big Ben to turn back into Big Ben again? I don't think so. I think the Steelers, if they win, will win with Connor running the football if he stays healthy and a good defense. Tomlin's another guy, I think, playing for his job. I'm sorry, coaching for his job this year. You know, I think last year, you know, he got a pass because, you know, Ben was out and Schuster had nobody to throw him the football. And he did well. I think they got it back to 8-8. I mean, that was a pretty good coaching job by Mike Tomlin, who I'm not a huge fan of. Oh, I see Jeff popped up again. Hold on. You want to get in for the last couple of minutes?
Everything on the line right now. I disagree with everything you're fucking saying.
What a shock.
First of all,
go ahead.
Giants, patchwork offensive line. Are you kidding me? Okay, that's one thing. Second, Mike Tomlin's coaching for his job. This guy has coached perennial playoff contenders every year. He's in the running for the Super Bowl almost every year. This is just some disgruntled, and you know what I'm talking about, disgruntled Steelers fans. We didn't make the Super Bowl. Hold on a second. We didn't make the Super Bowl, so they cry about it. Okay? He ain't going anyplace. He's entrenched up there. And the Giants, until they get rid of Gettleman, are just going to be a second-class organization. Enjoy Leonard Williams.
Are you done?
No.
I'm giving you total freedom. Go ahead. You can spout off all you want.
Daniel Jones.
Uh-huh.
This kid is a fucking joke. They're going to be in the running for fucking the number one pick next year. You watch. I'm telling you. Here's the line on Jones.
Go ahead.
101 out of 436 for about 1,900 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and about 29.
Oh, my God. No wonder nobody takes your show seriously. With stupid shit like that coming out of the co-host's mouth.
It's the one that starting his fourth game on his third position, and this is a unit that's going to be good. Get out of here.
It is.
They suck.
I will. Listen. I told you. I already bet the Giants this week. Yeah, yeah. You ain't got it. You ain't got it. And the other guy, he's not on the show this year. I bet the Giants. I think the Giants will win this game 27-24. That's my prediction for this game. The Giants will win outright at home. At home.
Big Ben is going to shred them up.
Yeah. Shred them. Big Ben hasn't played in a year. He's 50 years old.
Guy's getting old every time you fucking take a breath.
I think you better bring the duck back, let the duck quarterback, than this guy, or Mason Rudolph, or whoever is better off than Big Ben. But listen, I think the Steelers will. I think the Steelers will win their division. They're just going to start off with an L.
I think that. What's his face? Roethlisberger is going to throw for about 700 yards today against this impeccable Giants defense. Matter of fact, I put my glasses on so I can see it.
You can see it now.
Defense.
Uh huh.
Even Sam Darnold would be salivating at the chance to play the Giants this year.
Oh, my God. Well, unfortunately for Sam, he doesn't get a chance. Sam may be needing to play against him to stay around here. Listen, I was going to wrap it up, but do you want to go back into any of the games? Do you want to talk about the Saints-Bucks games real quick? Do you want to give me your thoughts?
I can't do that.
Okay.
Because I know where I'm going to end up. I got a tractor that's broken down someplace. You know, of course, this all has to start as soon as this happens. And, next week will be a little different. I'll be a little bit more prepared for this.
Okay.
But all I can tell you this much is that the Giants are going to start it off 0-1.
No.
The Giants, the Jets, haven't even taken the field yet. Matter of fact, they're probably not even at the stadium yet, and already they're 0-7. Okay. Adam Gase is probably fired. Takes several weeks for it to register. Matter of fact, here's a prediction for you. I say Gase doesn't see the end of the season.
Oh, you know what? It's very possible. That is something I think is very possible. If there's unrest in that locker room because of him and Bell, and they don't get off well, Greg Williams is lurking in the background to coach this team.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's get a guy that's near 70 years old. So here we go.
Thank God.
Go. I'll catch you later.
See you later, Jeff. There's Jeff and his interesting conversation. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up again. I think the Giants, I think this is an interesting Giant team. Again, there's some question marks up front. If they can resolve that and get the ball and run well and give Daniel Jones a good opportunities, I think this Giant team can be successful offensively. Defense, I'm not sure. Listen, you know, I love their big three up front. I like the linebackers now with Martinez. It's time for Lorenzo Carter, O'Shea Zimenez. You know, it's time for potential and to meet ability and to actually go out there and make something happen. The secondary, boy, I don't know. I love the way I love the way that Peppers plays the game. Bradbury should be a strength. I think they're going to get Logan Ryan on the field sooner than later. Love it at safety. I would love to have seen Xavier McKinney play, but he'll be out the first 3 weeks of the season. So the secondary is a question mark. So, again, we got to get some pass rush, cover up that secondary till we solidify it. I think the Giants will be better than last year. I'm still saying at least 500 for this Giant team, which will be an improvement. I think because of the third wild card, they'll be lingering in December. I really believe that this Giant team will linger in December. They're going to be good. Their coach will not let them be terrible. I do not believe that this coach will let them be terrible. And I think that's the biggest thing. The biggest change for the New York football Giants is the thought process at the football coach level. Again, this guy does not seem overwhelmed. I think he's prepared, and I'm looking forward to the Giants stepping on the field. How much I'm going to watch them, boy, I got to tell you, it's really tough. I don't want to watch, but we'll see what happens. But, guys, I want you to enjoy your Sunday, whether you watch the games or not. Have some fun. Life's too short, so make sure you enjoy every moment. Call your friends. Call your loved ones. Tell them you love them. Tell them to watch. To support each other. Remember, guys, November 3rd is huge. If you don't think it is, it's huge. So make sure you get out there November 3rd because November 4th, COVID's going to go away. All the riots are going to go away, and we'll be somewhere back to normal. But anyway, guys, enjoy your football Sunday if you're watching. If you're not, enjoy your day anyway. Beautiful weather out there. Go enjoy yourself. We'll be back Thursday night, 6:30 to 7 to 10 right here on the Facebook Network. Of course, we'll be back next Sunday, 9 to 10 on the Sunday football show. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. Tom Florio, Hard Rocket Sports. Jeff Tawinski backed out. Jeff had to leave. He's a little busy man today. But Jeff and I will be back on Thursday together to break down everything that happens today and tomorrow. So, again, guys, enjoy yourself. Take care. Have a nice day.